when the project is on fire, do you point fingers or do you become an umbrella? The best leaders get wet. You mind if I share a short story with you? I remember like it was almost yesterday, even though it was more than 6 years ago. It was around, I think, about 10 or 11 o'clock on a Thursday. We were deploying a critical software update for one of our largest clients. This is the system they use to run their entire logistics operation. The team had worked for weeks. We performed all of the required checks and balances. We even performed an additional due diligence check just to make sure everything went according to plan. I scheduled the meeting for a go or no-go call. I pulled up the risk register, then I looked at the issue log, and I proceeded to ask every single individual in the room two important questions. The first question was, what potential risk or issue do you see with us going live? The second question was, is this implementation a go or no-go? I was advised by everyone in the room that everything checked out, and I gave the final go for launch. An hour into the launch, my phone just started ringing. I said, oh, it was actually the head of engineer. The deployment disk didn't fail. It corrupted the live database. Their entire operation across three states was completely frozen. Trucks were stopped, warehouses were dark. My first instinct was to pull the logs to see which developer code caused this failure. I could have told the client, we're investigating a faulty component from the back-end team, and it would have been accurate. But in a full-blown crisis, nobody cares about blame. They care about leadership. My team was looking at me. The client CTO was waiting for an answer. And the only thing that mattered was the next steps. So therefore, I got on the phone with the client and said, I approve the deployment. So this failure is mine and mine alone. Here's what we are doing right now to actually fix it. I took full accountability and responsibility, shielded the team so they could work on what mattered, and we got them back online. We didn't lose the client. In fact, they even trusted us more. That experience taught me a vital lesson in project management, which leads me to my first point today, having the ability to take full accountability. Defend your team publicly and critique them privately. Point number one, standing up for your team publicly, especially during challenges, builds loyalty, morale, and trust. Addressing issues privately fosters growth without embarrassment. See, this is important, family, because public criticism damages trust, it lowers morale, and it harnesses team cohesiveness. People will always remember how you treat them in difficult moments. Defending them publicly and coaching them privately reinforces trust. Respect are two essential currencies of leadership. Experiment with these actionable tips. Always publicly acknowledge your team's effort, success, and collective accountability. Provide constructive, specific feedback, accountability privately, clearly and compassionately. And the last and final one, create a safe, confidential environment for candid conversations around what did not go well. Point number two, institute open office hours. Regularly dedicate times when your team and stakeholders can freely engage with your strengths, communications, transparency, and relationships. This is important because being regularly accessible builds your reputation and approachable. Being approachable and supportive directly enhances the respect and trust you command. Experiment with these actionable tips. Clearly communicate when and how open office hours occur. Actively listen and address current concerns raised during these sessions promptly. Use this time to clarify objectives, expectation, and reduce uncertainties proactively. Point number three, lead with purpose, not just process. Emphasizing why tasks matter, not just how they should be done, gives the team a sense of meaningful direction and motivation. Why is this important? Teams motivated by purpose outperform those driven solely by process. Understanding the bigger picture enhances engagement and overall productivity. Experiment with these actionable tips. Consistently connect tasks to strategic or impactful outcomes. Regularly communicate project goals in terms of tangible organizational impact. And the last and final one, share success illustrating purpose-driven outcomes visibly. Point number four, act as the team's umbrella. You remember that story I shared with you earlier about really being an umbrella and protecting your team. So you want to shield your team from unnecessary distractions, political drama, irrelevant tasks, helps them maintain their focus and productivity and morale. See, this is important because when you actively protect your team's productivity and focus, you position yourself as a respected and dependable leader. Experiment with these actionable tips. Filter out irrelevant or distracting requests before they reach your team. Next one, clearly define team roles to minimize confusion and external interface. And the last and final one, regularly check in to identify potential distractions or concerns and address them proactively. Point number five, prioritize impact over activity. Emphasizing meaningful outcomes over busy work ensures resources are direct toward value-driven activities rather than, you know, those superficial metrics. Why is this important? Professionals who consistently produce impactful results gain respect, attention, and most of all, higher influence within the organization. Experiment with these actionable tips. Regularly review tasks, priorities, those aligned with directly with the strategic impacts. Next one, encourage your team to question the purpose of tasks to eliminate unnecessary work. And then the last and final one, celebrate impactful outcomes clearly and visibly. Point number six, champion the project why. Again, champion the project why. Continually to remind stakeholders and teams about the project's core purpose aligns with energy and enthusiasm with the ultimate objective. This is important because when stakeholders see you are unwavering champion for purpose, they take you and your projects far more seriously. Experiment with these actionable tips. Start meetings off by briefly reaffirming project purpose as well as the vision. Regularly tie project milestones directly to a broader organizational benefit. And the last and final one, visibly align communications, presentations, and most of all, updates around the project's why. Point number seven, the ultimate accountability. As a project manager, adopting full ownership of outcomes, including setbacks, and demonstrating authentic leadership builds a deep credibility. Why is this important? True leadership, and I do mean true leadership, really arises from consistently owning results, whether they're good or bad, and being open and transparent about it. Experiment with these actionable tips. Immediately acknowledge setbacks, being transparent by addressing, finding solutions, and not just so caught up on the causes. The next one, clearly articulate how future issues will be prevented. And the last and final one, encourage a culture where accountability is respected as well as rewarded. Point number eight, be that central hub. Okay, be the central hub. See, when you position yourself as a trusted source for clear, timely, and accurate information, it ensures stakeholders and teams remain aligned and confident in your leadership style. Why is this important? This is important because your stakeholders rely on you as a central source of truth. Your professional credibility strengthens significantly. Experiment with these actionable tips. Establish a regular cadence for proactive communication and status update. Next one, maintain easily accessible repositories of project documentation as well as knowledge. And the last and final one, clearly summarize meetings, decisions, and lastly, action items consistently. Well, listen, family, I want you to remember something here. True leadership isn't measured in good times, but in how you handle the challenging times. Everything we discussed today boils down to a single choice you make every morning. Are you here to manage a process or are you here to lead a mission? Don't just be the person, you know, who knows the status, but the leader who takes ultimate accountability when the chips are down and the momentum generated by ownership and accountability. Just don't run meetings. Be that umbrella that shields your team from distractions so they can do their best work. Last and finally, in today's episode, my goal was to ensure that you know your title makes you a manager, but your actions make you a leader. The authority that matters isn't given, it is earned. Well, family, I appreciate it if you stayed this long. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, that just simply means it. Until next time.